Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Hey, dosti mein no sorry, no thank you. Ek baar jo maine commitment kar di, to main apni aapki bhi nahi sunta. Have you ever used those lines in real life? This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. We've all been influenced by movies in some way or the other. I remember when we were little, my cousin was the envy of all the other girls because she had a DDLJ dress. It was the summer holidays and there was some random family function and she walked in, this little girl, dressed like Kajal from DDLJ. All the kids wanted to be that cool back then. But as we've grown up, I'm pretty sure we've adapted some or the other of these trends that we've seen on the big screen. It might have worked for some of us. For others, it might have been a massive fail. Think about it. Would it really work in the real world if you walked into college dressed like Pooh from K3G? Forget about being the hottest chick on campus. You would have been the laughingstock. I mean, who can be that extra in real life? So let's take a look at some trends from movies that lasted longer than the movies run in theaters. Is it just me or do some of the things in this movie seem really tacky? Maine Pyar Kiya was a whole movie full of quirks and dialogues that they wanted to pass on to a young generation of moviegoers. I wonder why, because if there was ever a movie that was a thief, it's this one. Every single track from this movie has been inspired by another track you couldn't find back then because we didn't have the internet. So what were the things from this movie that became a hit? The dialogue that goes, "Dosti mein, no sorry, no thank you." So many poor guys might have been friend-zoned by using this line. Like back in the 90s, imagine this boy in college walking up to a girl and asking for her notes and she gives it to him and he says, "Thank you." And she says, "Dosti mein, no sorry, no thank you." Bam, friend-zoned right there. And it's not like every love story is like the movie. A lot of these lover boys might have just had one-sided love. The biggest thing that became a trend because of this movie, though, was a cap. A cap that had friend printed on the front. I'm not kidding. I saw one even recently being sold at a Signal. Something that was popular in 1989 is still being sold 30 years later. Our economy might go downhill, but our love for things inspired by Bollywood? Oh no, always a hit. But it's kind of ironic if you think about it. A movie that copied from the rest of the world was copied by all of us. The copier became the copied. Okay, that's enough philosophy. Kuch Kuch Hota Hai is such a cult movie in so many ways. But like most Bollywood movies, they have a problem with boys and girls being just friends, man. Okay, never mind that now. So Kuch Kuch Hota Hai is a story that starts off in a college. So they went a little overboard in making the lead character seem relevant to that time. At least these days, they try and make the character seem as real as possible. But back when this movie released, it was still a thing to make them seem way cooler than us regular folks. Also, maybe it was required, you know, the same actors had to be teenagers and then suddenly grow up on screen and have 8-year-old kids. So what did this movie teach us? I'll tell you. All the girls started wearing hairbands. Honestly, even me. It was this phase in college where you try all sorts of looks to see what works for you. And it was a great idea in times where we didn't have like 1,000 products for your hair. And if you woke up with a frizzy head, you just had to deal with it. The movie also taught us that it's cool to wear a cool chain. Really, man, would that ever work today? You know, it probably would. People wear that Salman Khan bracelet. Talking about Salman Khan, he's been the inspiration behind a lot of things that we could have lived without. Like randomly taking your shirt off, like wearing tight sleeve t-shirts that don't work for everybody, like speaking in a monotone no matter what emotion you're going through, and maybe driving on the roads like you're not supposed to. Okay, maybe it's a little unfair to blame him for the whole country's driving capabilities. Now he's made it a habit to give us a release every Eid. And one of the Salman Khan movies that went on to become a super hit was Tere Naam. It was a story about some angsty man who was also your friendly neighborhood problem solver. All that was fine, but for some reason they decided that Salman Khan should have a hairstyle with a partition in the middle. That wasn't even the worst part. I'll tell you what it was. Living in the fear that someone you really like was suddenly gonna turn up with the Tere Naam hairstyle. Scary times we lived in, man. Scary times. Kal Ho Na Ho, man. That was an over-the-top movie. Remember Preeti Zinta's opening shot? She's running across New York and telling you some gyan about life and love. But what none of us realized back then was that she was running from one place to another and they were miles and miles away from each other. Anyway, they were some pretty great shots. And what Preeti Zinta also inspired people to do because of her role in that movie was getting people to wear glasses. humans are really weird. Some people think they have a disability and that it's really annoying when you have to watch a 3D movie or wear sunglasses. But others will get frames and glasses with no power in them because it makes you seem smarter. But obviously, people didn't wait around too much to follow that trend because kya pata kal ho na ho. TDLJ is the kind of love story every Indian wants. Okay, maybe not all Indians, because not all of us have fathers who like feeding pigeons more than listening to their own kids. And this movie inspired Indians to do all sorts of crazy things, like going off to Switzerland on holiday. That was for the guys who had the money. And for the people who couldn't afford that, they made these dresses available. Kajal's outfit that was a dungri slash dress. What do you even call that? A dungri dress? I don't know, but it became a trend. And also, yes, that green dress she wears for one of those innumerable wedding functions that take place in this movie. If you see it today, you'll be like, oh my god, that dress is so loud. But back then, it became a rage amongst all the girls who were brides-to-be. It's such a wild outfit if you ask me, but bade bade desho mein aisi choti choti baatein hoti rehti hai. King Khan is kind of cool. I don't mean to say that all his roles have been hits. Some have been pretty tacky, but he's definitely been a trendsetter. He was this uncle who went back to college in Mehuna and he had to deal with a lot of uber cool kids. Wait, slight correction. We were supposed to think that they were uber cool kids, but Shah Rukh Khan just walked around college in these formal sweaters. And believe it or not, people thought it was okay to take out their dad's sweaters and wear it to college. Only Shah Rukh Khan could have made that a thing. And even before that, he played the role of this teacher in Mohabbatein and he taught everything except what he was hired for. But he was also quite fashionable back then. He wore these nice turtleneck sweaters and walked around getting these students into trouble all the time. Now, badass boys with guitars have always gotten girls into a flutter. But only Shah Rukh Khan could wear sweaters and walk around with a violin and still get girls to fall for that. Karishma Kapoor is always well-dressed. See her stepping out with her friends or her sister and she looks like a total diva. She's had some hits and misses on the big screen, but one of the things that she inspired and had a lot of moms and dads worried was her look in Dil To Pagal Hai. So she played the role of a contemporary dancer in the movie and she was always walking around in these hot pants. A lot of people also thought dancing could be a viable career option thanks to this movie, but you don't always have to be a dancer to wear hot pants, no. And she had this unibrow for the longest time. And you kind of have to thank her for that, you know, because it wasn't a great look, but a lot of young girls might have been brave enough not to give in to peer pressure and have their eyebrows plucked, all thanks to Karishma Kapoor. We've had a lot of cop movies in the Indian film industry, but what set Surya Singham apart? Not the storyline, not the hot chicks, not the songs. We've seen all that before. It was his mustache. Even before the movie released, there were people walking around sporting that massive mustache on their faces. Way to promote your movie on ground, no? And it wasn't just regular people. There is an actual cop in Bangalore who has that singer Misai and he's become really famous. Some fans started a Facebook page for him and all. And it didn't stop there. Dhanush also started this trend when he made Mari and Mari 2. They're not as massive as Singham's, but it's combined with those trademark Mari sunglasses. Well, that's one way of hiding your face in public. You can't talk about things from movies that inspire you and not talk about Rajnikant. His career has spanned so many decades and he's been a trendsetter and how. He made being spiritual seem cool to people who only wanted action on screen. Being a good guy off screen also became popular thanks to him. The way he walks, the way he throws in all those punch dialogues, nobody can do it quite like him. I agree, he's been in some movies with questionable plots of late, but that's not entirely his fault. But no matter what the story, what the results are at the box office, his swag has always been consistent. And one of the things that's lasted the longest is his cigarette flick. Yeah, thanks to the censor board, there has to be a warning on some corner of the screen every time someone smokes. But that doesn't matter when it's a Rajni movie. Nobody'll have eyes for anything else. He's not Talaiwa for nothing. We may think we're all really evolved in everything and our social media posts might be full of causes and awareness and woke stuff, but you can't deny that we've all been suckers for some or the other movie trend at some point in our lives. Well, that's the magic of the movies. You can't escape it. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.